Fires in Oregon are burning over cattle and destroying fences. Senior correspondent Anna King has been reporting on all of this, and she spent more than a decade covering ranching in the remote corners of the Northwest. Lately, she's called a lot of ranchers, she knows. I talked with her about some of these issues. So, Anna, what's the challenge for ranchers right now with these fires?
I talked to a rancher named Case Faulkner. She's out of the Burns area. And she says one of the big problems, Connor, is that it's just whack-a-mole. Fires keep popping up in different directions and moving in different areas, and they keep having to move cattle over and over again. Also, the cattle don't want to go home. There's plenty of feed up there in the mountains. There's tall grass, and there's still a lot of water. And the cattle just don't understand why they're being driven out of areas where there's plenty of food. And they also, when they're trying to get these cattle out of the backcountry with horses and four by fours and even four-wheelers and dogs, they can't tell where the fires are. When they're up in the woods and the trees are real heavy, it blocks the view. And so they're just not sure if they're going to run into fire in the next mile or the next five. They just are really frightened when they're up there. Also, there's no feed. Cattle are being put down into irrigated pastures in the low country, and there's no feed going to be there in the fall because they'll eat it all by then. So they're going to have to feed a lot more hay this year and supplements. And on top of all that, the hay that they're farming right now is not drying because there's a smoke lid on the sky. It's trapping the humidity close to the ground, and hay is either rotting or just having to be days and days longer drying process than usual, which means there's more chance it'll get rained on.
When we're looking at the toll, how many animals have been killed or injured or lost out there so far?
Connor, we don't know the numbers exactly right now. What we do know is that there have been many cattle dead or injured or have to be put down. And state agencies and the feds are scrambling across Oregon trying to assess the situation. But most of them say right now it's still too early. It's still really sketchy. And they're getting just individual reports from ranchers and farmers out there. But they, even the ranchers and farmers, don't know if they have lost some animals that they might find. So still the numbers are really sketchy.
So is there any sort of state or federal assistance for these ranchers?
Yes, there are federal programs that will help. I talked to Gail Greenman down towards Portland, Oregon. She's a state executive director of the USDA Oregon Farm Service Agency. And she says there's various USDA programs that will help on the loss of cattle for these Oregon wildfires. And that there's also USDA staff ready to assist farmers and ranchers at different centers throughout the state with their applications. But the problem with all these programs is that they're really complicated. They're very narrow sometimes, and it can be coming at a stressful time for ranchers and farmers when they're dealing with fire and they're having to move cattle. You don't exactly want to fill out paperwork.
So, Annie, you said some ranchers have lost much of their grazing ground and they won't be able to return for several years at least. Can ranchers survive this?
Connor, ranchers are some of the toughest people I know, but this is really stressful financially and emotionally. I talked to one rancher, Mitch Baker, who lost much of his old cabin that his father and uncle built and nearly all of the stunning ranch that he grew up on. He's 80 years old now, and he's only been off that ground for about 10 years when he was serving in the Navy. So it's just really an emotional time because he, like he said, he knows every crick on that property. And now that's all black and gone.
All right. Well, Anna, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you for having me, Connor.